So what now for the Australian steel industry? Well, there are growing calls for a royal commission. A Senate committee set up to investigate the steel industry has been told that lives are at risk because imported steel is not meeting high enough standards. The Welding Technology Institute has told the committee that public infrastructure, including a bridge in Western Australia, is unsafe because of imported steel. Political correspondent Louise Yaxley reports.
Imported steel is a big challenge for the domestic industry. Jeff Crittenden from the Welding Technology Institute told the Senate committee earlier this week the quality of imported steel is a problem.
From our best estimate, talking to our members, something like 75% of the steel imported into this country, fabricated steel, doesn't meet Australian standards. So if you were to go to fabrication shops in Darwin at the moment, you'd find their yards full of modules that have come in from Korea. Having been inspected, they go into the shop, they're cut up and they're re-welded. It's because we find that there are silicon welds in structures. Silicon weld is where you tack weld at two ends of a run and you fill it with no more gaps.
Mr Crittenden told the committee it's a safety concern.
In West Australia, there's a bridge which we've inspected and the Steel Institute have inspected. And this bridge runs between a primary school and a high school. And in our view, and the view of all of the technical experts that have viewed it, it is unsafe.
Independent Senator Nick Xenophon pressed him on how bad the problem is.
Do you think it's inevitable that we will see, through defective steel, substandard steel, not complying with the Australian standards, that it poses a real risk to public safety? That is it dumb luck that we haven't had a major accident today?
When we were seeing a huge amount of steel and fabricated steel that doesn't meet the Australian standard, I wouldn't say it was dumb luck. I would say that most of the industry is aware that there are issues and they're looking out for them. But in my view, and I hate to say this, that there's inevitability that someone's going to get killed because something's going to fall apart that shouldn't have fallen apart.
Mr Crittenden told Labor Senator Kim Carr there's no regulatory process to check on imported steel.
Are you suggesting that the regulatory authorities in this country aren't undertaking the necessary inspections and auditing?
What regulatory authorities, Senator?
Well, I see. So, but is that always been the case?
No, we just have. I mean, we don't have any regulations which determine whether something's safe or not. There are some pressure vessel inspection regulations, but we rely, I mean, industry self-regulation is the term. We rely on engineers signing off on bridges, on structures. Engineers aren't always qualified in welding processes. They rely on the fabricator to ensure that the building is, that the structure is made to the appropriate Australian standard. If it's made overseas, it quite often isn't.
Adam Stingemore from Standards Australia told the committee his organisation welcomes its efforts to gather evidence of danger.
One of the great things that this committee could do would be to get the primary evidence. So in order to be able to deal with an issue, you need to be able to see a circumstance which you can then sort of act on back through.
Which we've been asking for.
Indeed, I've been sitting up the back, Senator, listening. Yeah. And I think that's a very good step to be able to work through some of these issues.
Mr Crittenden backed a call from the Australian Steel Institute for a royal commission.
From our perspective, I would support that request, Senator. I have been preaching for the last 12 months that I think we're in a war for survival and we need all the help we can get. I mean, seriously, within 5 years we might not have a steel industry or a fabricator in Australia.
The Federal Opposition's been relying on the evidence about imported steel as part of its argument that the government should use domestically produced steel in infrastructure projects. Frontbencher Anthony Albanese pushed for it on Channel 9 this morning.
That's not too much to ask. It makes sure that the jobs is there, it is kept here in Australia. It also ensures quality in terms of the steel that we produce. That, of course, is the best in the world.
And the Industry Minister, Christopher Pyne, backed that.
I couldn't agree more. State and territory governments using federal taxpayers' dollars for construction and any federal government projects should use Australian steel, especially where it's... sometimes it's not always exactly possible. We don't necessarily make every kind of steel, but where we do, we should be allowed to compete.
But the Treasurer, Scott Morrison, wasn't prepared to go as far as Mr Pyne when he spoke to RN's Fran Kelly.
So you can't mandate the use or percentage of use of Australian steel?
Well, there are trade agreements, Fran, and those trade agreements are providing jobs in the new economy and the services economy.
Sure.
And these are important considerations that you have to take into account. And these things are creating jobs in the new economy. We need to support jobs more broadly across the economy, but you don't do it by engaging in that old economy Labor politics.
Treasurer Scott Morrison ending Louise Yaxley's report.